That's Moye Chen, gold medalist of the 2014 World Piano Competition from his performance in the semifinals last year. And joining us to talk about the World Piano Competition and how it's expanding its mission are Executive Director Mark Ernster and Jennifer McFarland Barrett, World Piano Competition Board Member. You can join the conversation at 513-419-7100, email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And Jennifer and Mark, good to have you here this afternoon.
Thanks so much for having us.
Thank you.
You know, we heard that beautiful piece from Moye Chen, and what is he doing these days, Mark?
Moye is working on his doctoral in music at Illinois University, but he's also competing a lot. As a matter of fact, Moye will be traveling to Moscow in June, just in a couple of weeks, to compete in the Tchaikovsky competition.
And so is that typical for winners of the competition? They usually go on and they continue their classical music careers and become big names in classical music?
Well, we certainly hope they do, and some do. What's interesting, though, is that if we look at all the medalists over the past 20, 25 years, every single one of them is still in the piano business in some form or another. Many are recording artists, still touring performers, professors, teachers. You know, they're in the game for good. But winning a competition or medaling, even if you don't get the top prize, is a great way to launch a career.
So what are the age ranges for the people who compete in this, Mark?
This year it's our artist division, and it's ages 18 to 32.
Well, so let's talk about the origins of the World Piano Competition. It goes back, what, about 60 years, Jennifer? Is that right?
Yes, 59 years.
59. That's hard to believe. So how did it get started?
Well, it was started by a woman named Gloria Ackerman, who was classically trained as a pianist up at the Royal Conservatory in Toronto and found her way down to Cincinnati. And she was teaching a lot of kids, and she and I think mainly the moms of these kids decided that maybe a competition would be a good way to get them to take it a little more seriously, you know, practice a little bit. And so they started. I mean, the real foundation of this particular organization is Competition for Kids. And it went on that way in various forms for many, many years. And then this artist division for the older, call it college age and conservatory, mm-hmm. and some professionals already, started in the 1980s.
What was the turning point year? 2012 was when this really started to take off, isn't it?
Well, we made a change, yeah, in 2012, and that's when we kind of put together the partnership that we have with CCM, University of Cincinnati College Conservatory of Music, and the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra. And those two friends that we now have are critical because we do all the competition events up at CCM. Awadajan Pratt, who's professor of piano at CCM, is our artistic director. And of course, the CSO is our resident orchestra, and they play at the finals.
Jennifer, what is the support from these two organizations meant for the World Piano Competition?
Oh, it's huge. I mean, the collaboration with them has lifted the prestige of the competition quite a bit. You know, as a former competitor, part of the prize is not only the medal itself and getting your name out there, but it's being able to play with a world-class orchestra. And for our medal winners to be able to play with the CSO, that's huge.
Well, you say you've been a former competitor. What's it like to compete in this kind of thing? It has to be pretty nerve-wracking.
It's nerve-wracking, yes. Yeah, you work really hard, and you have your program, and, you know, you go in, and it's almost like if you were playing in a sports championship. You know, you practice, and then you're on stage, and you let it shine, hopefully.
So it's as intense as being in a sports competition, Mark.
Oh, easily.
Okay.
Yeah, easily. This is reality. You know, this is it.
Well, that's interesting talking about being in a sports competition, because isn't there one of the newer aspects of this? You have kind of a bracketology thing going on with the World
exactly.
Piano Competition.
Yeah, we changed the format this year entirely. Traditionally, piano competitions have first rounds that are 40-minute recitals and second rounds that are like 60-minute recitals, and sometimes there's a chamber round. But when you start with 24 competitors and they each play 40 minutes apiece, it's a lot of music for the audience over 2 days. And so Awadajan came up with this idea of putting it in a bracket format, kind of like a tennis bracket.
He's your artistic director,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Okay. Well, he's, you know, he's also a big tennis player.
Creative in many ways.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly. Anyway, he's got this. He's an athlete, so he's got this in his mind. So what we're going to do, and no one else in the world does this, is in our first round, everybody, all 24 competitors, will go in head-to-head matches for 15 minutes apiece. The jury will make a decision immediately of who advances to bracket A or bracket B, and then the bracket B competitors play against each other, bracket A competitors play against each other, and then eventually we get them down into a semifinal round. And it's entirely possible that if you're in bracket B after the first round, you could still win the gold medal.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a way, I think, we really have a focus on the audience because we want them to enjoy as much of this as they can. And so they've got more chance to stand up, and we don't have to wait for 2 days to find out who's going to the semifinals. I mean, we'll get it, and we're going to publish these decisions as they happen. We've got a whole bracket set up that'll be in the newspaper, and then we'll have it on social media. And so you can, well, I don't know if I should say it just exactly this way, but you can set up your own brackets.
Have an office pool. And
absolutely. I think that's a great idea. And then just track your results as you go through.
Jennifer, who judges the competition?
Yeah, we have 5 judges this year. And each year we bring in world-class judges who are professors, performers, across the board. This year we have Akemi Alink, Yoshikaza Nagai, Boris Slutsky, Jura Margulis, and Frank Weinstock.
Okay.
So they come from all over the country, all over the world, yep. And a lot of them are jurors on other competitions. So bringing really just the highest end professionals to hear these musicians.
And, you know, the audience might recognize Frank Weinstock. He's kind of a local hero, if you will, because he has he was a professor at CCM, and he was head of the piano department for a while, and even dean for a while. And Boris Slutsky is at Peabody Conservatory. Yoshi Nagai comes to us from the San Francisco Conservatory. So they all have a lot of experience in competitions themselves, like Jennifer, judging competitions, recording, teaching, you know, the whole nine yards.
We'll continue our conversation about the World Piano Competition, and you can join us at 513-419-7100. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. My guests this afternoon are World Piano Competition Executive Director Mark Ernster and Jennifer McFarland Barrett, World Piano Competition Board Member. You can join us at 513-419-7100, email talk at wvxu.org, or find us on Facebook or Twitter. When we use the word world, Jennifer, we really are talking about all over the world. I mean, where did some of the performers come from?
Oh, yeah.
Last
year, our winner was Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of competitors from South Korea, Russia, all over the country in the U.S. So it really pulls from the world, which is exciting.
You know, you're talking about how you've been a performer yourself, and we were talking about that a bit, how it's a bit of a nerve-wracking situation. How much preparation, when you reach this level, how much work goes into this? How many hours a day do you end up practicing?
Oh, gosh.
How much dedication is there?
Well, when I was in college, I went to the Cleveland Institute of Music, and you can easily practice 8 to 12 hours a day. And if you're preparing for a competition, that's pretty standard. And it's years of preparation. But as you're getting geared up for the big event, it's a full-time job.
It sounds like it. Mark, why is Cincinnati a good place to hold this competition?
Well, because Cincinnati has such a great music heritage. I mean, from the opera to the ballet to the CSO, I mean, all of these big established arts organizations are well-supported and very old. And so Cincinnati has a good reputation, a great reputation worldwide. And as Jennifer had said earlier, one of the big attractions we have for competitors is they get to play with our
Absolutely.
Cincinnati Symphony
mm-hmm.
Orchestra. It's a big thing to put that on your resume mm-hmm. so early in your career.
Mm-hmm. How do they get into the competition? What's involved in that?
So they have to audition for it, all right? Mm-hmm. You can't just sign up and say,
I'll be there. I want to play.
Right. It's like, thank you very much. Glad
you wouldn't
you
let me
to.
In, right? I'd have to pass a test.
I couldn't get in.
I most certainly couldn't get in. I can play like one note at a time with one finger each.
Well, don't lose hope, Mark. That's a good start. So there's an audition process that we publish in the rules, and there are certain requirements that the competitors have to record, and they send everything into us online. We use a system called Get Accepted, which was actually created by students at the University of Cincinnati and is used by CCM as their auditioning tool. And so all these things are uploaded, and then we have a screening jury that listens to the music. They don't know who the competitor is. It's all blind. They can't see a picture of them. We proctor a tape, a video of it, to make sure the hands are attached to the keyboard, and is really the person playing the music.
I mean, there's not finger syncing or
something
like that.
Yeah, there's, because we don't allow editing, and there's just not 100% trust here, but we like to watch. And then the jury selects 24 competitors and some alternates just in case somebody can't come.
So how much has the World Piano Competition evolved over the years? I mean, you're now to the point, I think, where you have, 30 programs that you do throughout the year?
Yeah.
it's come a long way, yeah. For sure.
We produced 30 programs since September 1st. And so, as Jennifer likes to say, the competition is really the cherry on the top for us now. We want to be very involved, inspiring audiences of all ages in our diverse communities with what we call the joy and the power of piano music. And so we have an education program called Hammer, Strings, and Keys, and we have reached nearly 3,000 school-aged children with that program this year. We started a series of concerts at senior communities, and we've reached nearly 1,000 in 10 different recitals there this year. We have dinner concerts. Jennifer, tell them about the new thing you started this year.
Yeah, we did a beer and Beethoven at Rheingeist Brewery. And it was a lot of fun, geared towards young professionals, younger audiences, and just trying to introduce this idea of classical piano music as something that's not stodgy, that's really fun and can be really an enjoyable evening out. And we had some great success with that.
This is not your parents' World Piano
that's
Competition
correct.
Anymore.
No,
so,
it isn't.
How do the young people, when you take these into the school, how do the kids react to this?
It is incredible to see their faces. I did one of the Hammer, Strings, and Keys down at the Arnoff Center, was so much fun to watch them. They were engaged. We have questions and giveaways. We give away tickets to the CSO, and they were all really ready to answer the questions, and they had the answers. I mean, they were listening, and they just loved the performance. So it was really exciting.
It's fun when they raise their hand before you ask the question. As soon as they hear the word prize, hands go up.
How important is it to get the younger generations involved in classical music, Jennifer?
It's really important. I mean, unfortunately, the challenge of a lot of classical music institutions is getting that next generation interested. And that's what we're trying to do here. And also, music is known to really help develop skills, discipline, other things that has nothing to do with the art itself. And so being able to share some of the benefits of classical music with kids that may or may not ever have a chance to run into it is really a powerful tool. And that's part of the mission of the Cincinnati World Piano Competition.
And Mark, you were telling me about the outreach to the senior citizens. You've had some good reactions to that, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we were at Twin Towers earlier this year with Moye Chen, and he played just an awesome encore. He played Vladimir Horowitz's arrangement of Stars and Stripes Forever. I was the MC, so I had to kind of get the group whipped up into a frenzy, but they were practically dancing, and they just loved it. And it was inspiring, and that's what we want to do. We want to really, when you see this crowd of people and their faces just get so bright and they cheer. And then it took us 45 minutes to get out of the room after the whole thing was over because they all wanted to talk and they wanted autographs and it was fun.
So what are some of the other programs that you have to expand your mission?
Well, we want to continue expanding further our education program, mm-hmm. Hammer, Strings, and Keys. We want to reach more seniors. We got to get down into Northern Kentucky. We presented three concerts this year at Carnegie Hall in New York. Our young artists from 2013 medalists, we presented 27 kids on stage at Weill Recital Hall to a capacity crowd.
And to be able to play at Carnegie.
That's a big deal.
No, it's a huge deal.
We even, the really interesting thing that happened, we had an audience member and his wife that flew in for that concert from Denver. Just to, this guy said it was on his bucket list to hear a great Steinway played by a bunch of people all in one day. And then we presented Moye Chen, our 2014 gold medalist, and Mariana Prevlaskaya, our 2013 gold medalist.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
Well, it is.
So what do the two of you see as being the future for the World Piano Competition?
Well, certainly growing the competition itself, mm-hmm. But really becoming a name in Cincinnati that people look forward to.
Yeah.
Each year we're going to have either an artist competition, a young artist competition, or an amateur competition.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully just broadening the audience for what has been almost a 60-year institution here in the city and making it something very exciting that people know, gosh, it's June, it's July, it's time for the piano competition.
Mark, it's been almost 60 years. You see another 60 years in the future?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. There's so much we can do. We're weaving our way into the fabric of the community as a relevant arts organization that really delivers a unique product all throughout the year. And then, as Jennifer said, next year we have the young artists coming to town. And then the year after that, we're going to try an amateur competition, which we've never done before.
Okay, so give me the rundown. The World Piano Competition starts in early June. What are the dates?
Yeah, it starts on June 7th. That's the first day of the competition, Sunday, June 7th in the afternoon, and goes through Thursday. By the end of Thursday, we'll have the finalists chosen, three finalists, and then Saturday night is the final concert with the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra, when our three finalists will each play a full piano concerto.
And how can people get more information?
They can go to our website, CincinnatiWPC.org.
Okay, and you can find a link to that at WVXU.org. And Mark and Jennifer, thank you for being here this afternoon.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
World Piano Competition Executive Director Mark Ernster and Jennifer McFarland Barrett, World Piano Competition Board Member. Coming up, we'll have the story of the documentary Euler, which makes its world premiere tonight in Cincinnati. Thanks to Cynthia Krim for listening to 91.7 WVXU today.